What is up, punters and dribblers? Welcome back to another episode of About Even, number one betting show on planet Earth, brought to you by the best betting platform on planet Earth. That is Neds, our good friends at Neds. Now, we say it every time, every week when we start this show, but there's a group, a secret group of punters and dribblers on the Neds app. It's called About Even, the group. Dribbler, the secret passcode to get in. But it's where punting's done, and it's where like-minded punters can come and talk about punting. So go in there if you feel like it. If you don't, all good, but I'd encourage you to do so. We're all in there. And we're going to be ramping it up a little bit more as well with footy finals time, but also once the old spring carnival starts getting into its work.
That's
also
it.
Sebo with his dishy hat, dishy fucking tries.
Oh, and my, like, I don't know shit about horses, but no. I can pick a trifecta. You know what I mean? Boxed, you know, all different mixes.
Boxed out the arse.
I think we've got a few bangs on the Uber up to Eddie's Bucks. Anyone who was in there on that day, we got quite a few tries that day on from my Uber from fucking Clovelly to Palm Beach because I was running late. But it paid for itself.
Yeah, exactly right. So that is where you go, and that is where we will be. But
great group. That
it's a fucking hell of a
it's
group.
One of the great
biggest
groups
group
all
on
time.
The app. Biggest group on the app. Welcome Eddie. Welcome Seb. Welcome Rando. Welcome back to me. I appreciate you, Eddie, just stepping in dutifully when I couldn't handle it last week.
It was poor from you last week.
It wasn't poor.
Mate.
I had no sleep.
Poor. It was poor.
I was fucking. I went and threw up
it
in the bathroom. I came back. I need to throw up again. I don't want to vomit on camera. I don't know if that's good for the
it's
show.
It's embarrassing.
Ah, listen, it is what it is.
I thought you were made of sterner stuff.
Why would you think that?
Well, I like to think it of you, Tom. I like to think, geez, maybe my partner in crime's got a bit about him, and then I'm constantly reminded of how fucking weak you are.
Yeah, well, listen, you know what? It's too much time out of the saddle, right? Man, I don't have consistent bend in me like you do all the time.
I haven't seen you go late, and I don't know how long. So that's I don't know what time you're there, but I even remember it like Brownies Bucks at 8 p.m. you were asleep on the couch inside the pub. You know what I mean?
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. That didn't go well for me either. People were fucking with me.
8 p.m.
Well, listen, there are certain times when you can go. Listen, the reason I was so fucked on the show last week was because I didn't go to bed. So, you know, it sort of swings in roundabouts, right?
You did sometimes, go to bed, though.
Well, I tried. I certainly tried.
Well, you went to bed.
I was sitting in bed, yeah. And then I had to get up an hour later to get on a flight. So, listen, it ebbs and flows. But generally speaking, I'd say I'm very mid-tier in what I'm able to do. Eddie obviously does it most weekends. So, like, you know.
It's sort of true. He's got a better constitution. It's as simple as that.
Anyway, we're back, punters and dribblers. Thank you for shitting on me last week. Edward, do you want to take us through some accountability, please?
Love to, Tom. Should we start with the Storm defeating the Broncos 32-22? I'll tell you what, it's quite the streak they've got going on. May have informed some bets this week.
Yeah.
No one hits, though. The Pappenhuisen, depending on how you want to pronounce his name, was the only green to be seen, punters and dribblers. Oates and Saylor for me, nowhere.
Broncos were looking good, though, for a minute. Until
they lost by 10.
Yep. But for a minute.
But fuck that game, because there is a game where we were well and truly dialed. Seagulls 54 defeat the Tigers 12. Can I just remind the punter and dribbler of what the line was? Fuck all.
Yeah, 4.5. 4.5 points. It was the easiest fucking line.
No, it
was 12.5.
12.5. I was thinking dogs week before.
Not enough points.
No.
Clearly not enough points. They needed 42 points.
The bookies. The bookies get Manly wrong.
In all of
their infinite wisdom, they've had Manly wrong the last 2 weeks. And if you're a smart, astute Manly punter like we all are.
Like you and I are.
Yeah. You just know.
Like best in the business sort of
stuff. Yeah, 13 plus was a lock.
Absolute lock. Now,
I'm actually Devo. I didn't put in try scorers as well, but obviously I'm walking the line these days. But
yeah, like, I get it. But I looked at Saab, Hamole, and DC, and I thought, yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, DC tried his best to keep my heart in my mouth.
Yes.
Stomach in my mouth.
No, heart in your mouth.
Heart in my mouth.
Heart in your throat.
When he crosses the chalk and then gives it back to his best mate, Jake Jabojevic, in his 200th, which was a very nice moment, which I applauded because I, you know, I've got to applaud greatness when I see it. But I was a little peeved.
I was in the room with you and you.
I was a little peeved.
You were standing up cheering you and Tobler. And then when he passes to Jake, you crumpled onto the couch and faced the back of it.
And then gave a polite.
And then you gave a polite golf clap.
I don't. And then gave a golf clap. Didn't matter because DCE crosses. Obviously, Seb, Saab, and Hamale didn't have the stones for DCE, whatever. Lippy, Manly minus 12.5, Hamale, DCE. We all salute.
Yep.
I saluted the biggest and the best.
I want to just say quick shout out to Tommy Tobler of one of the worst Lippy dribbles we've ever had fame.
Didn't he do two in a row and like burnt through 50 units?
Yeah, he's like one of the great burners of units of all time. But he had Saab, Hamale, DCE, and Jakey Terbs paying 50 boneroos.
Yeah, wow.
And nice. Did you responsibly hit that hard? Responsibly, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think in hindsight, this game is like a pokey machine feature more than any, because sometimes you think it's a Penrith versus someone. But Penrith are like, you know, they're used to winning, then they start resting players. Where Manly, it's like they've had a bad season. They're like, let's go out with the bang. Yeah. Mm. We're not taking our foot off on this game. So we're just going bang, bang, feature, symbol, all that shit. And you just
feature on a feature.
Yeah, exactly. Like 50 points worth of features. It's just, yeah, this is the game it happens. Not so much a Penrith game, I reckon. Mm. So make note for next year when Manly aren't going to make the finals.
Hey, yeah, yeah. At least we all banged, though. It was nice we all banged.
Nice to bang together.
Collective bang. We move on it.
Just a bit of a group sex fucking situation. Roosters 26, defeat Rabbitohs 12. Tommy walked the line. Birmingham, Roosters plus 1.5.
Easy.
I had a Roosters into a Sualii. You let me down. That's okay, bro.
He's a great player, obviously, but I think he's getting to, I feel, a little bit like Wrangle stage, where it's like he's a hard Wrangle.
Which is crazy because he plays on the wing.
I know.
And he scores a lot.
Yeah.
But when you're on him, he never, ever, ever salutes.
I think it's because
he's so hot and good looking and alpha male looking that you think he's going to score more than he does. So, like, you just think it's every time. Like,
yeah.
A guy who looks like that. You know, he looks like he's got a, like, classical education, but the fierceness of, like, an old-school warrior in the same thing. Mm. You're just
and
like,
is, like, fucking catwalk, runway model
yeah,
good
yeah.
looks.
Yeah, so he just he lulls you in. He lulls you in.
He does. Bunnies to win for Sebo Sualii. Weird bet, if you look at that again.
And Aja.
Weird bet. All
bunnies,
red.
Just bunnies shit like in the
two,
bed. When
two wingers
on.
And a
well,
wing.
But, like, the bunnies to win, right?
Bunnies to bunnies win. Bunnies to win.
Yeah. Yeah,
bunnies to win. You guys suck.
Yeah,
and you only got any.
I'm glad it happened.
You
I'm
got bunnies to win. Sualii and AJ 596. Weird bet. Really,
two
really
wingers
weird bet.
And a favorite.
Weird bet. No shit odds. Weird bet. Lippy doesn't salute either. Now, can we just go over to Rando quickly, because Rando's brother Justin,
yes,
was the Lippy last week, and you talked him out of quite a few bets, did you not?
Did you talk him out of Jake anytime?
I talked him out of the Manly one. That was the only one that got up for him, which he did still get up on, but yeah, he had Jake Trbojevic in there, as well as the Tigers.
Also
to
Trbojevic. Trbojevic.
Isn't it just Trbojevic?
Sorry, Trbojevic. Yeah.
Gerbo. I'll just cut it down.
Yeah,
he had Gerbo in there, and then when Gerbo scored, I still thought, well, he still needs DCE, and then obviously DCE scoring on basically the last try before
Chang Kam Tong.
Yes, that's it. He scored. So, yeah, I do apologise to my brother for not having Jake Trbojevic in there, but he still bangs. So
it's funny, though, you know. Like Rando fucks us every single week. You know what I mean? And then he gets his brother on, bright light sort of stuff, and then he fucks his brother.
I know. At least you're consistent, mate.
Mate.
At least you're really, really consistent, which I respect.
Yep.
I respect consistency. Dolphins 34 defeat the Warriors 10. Waz plus 4.5. Weird bet from Tom. Hammer doesn't get up for me, which is annoying. Azarko does. No Hammer. Seb, Curran, and Pompey. Nothing doing. Lippy, Azarko 2+, and Kossi.
The
nothing
fact that Hammer
doing.
Doesn't get a try when they've got 34 points is just tough for you.
Yeah, it's really tough. It's really tough.
But listen, in hindsight, I shouldn't have gone fucking Waz plus 4.5, and I acknowledge that, and I'll be better.
You got to be better. Panthers 44 defeat the Cowboys 12. Let's just be honest. 10.5 points?
Yeah. I'm upset I didn't triple it.
Absurd.
If I wasn't so sleep deprived, I would have tripled it.
Absurd. That's an absurd line.
Yeah.
Sebo, absurd.
Yeah.
Peach and Felt, no good.
No. Did Peach go? No.
No, he didn't.
But yeah, what? Cow's got two
Dude,
tries.
Dude, I tell you what. Like,
I tell you, you want to see a weird bet? The Lippy Critter, Robson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's one of the ones I didn't talk him out of.
Yeah,
he actually had that.
That's
generally
a weird bet.
Is he a Cowboys fan as well?
No, he's a Titans
that's
fan, unfortunately.
Last week.
Yeah.
No
Reeks one. Of it.
Yeah.
Reeks of
who would bet Robson on Robson unless you're a
I cat. Find it very weird when families don't all go for the same team. I'm just going to say it. And like the fact that he goes for the Titans and you go for the Cowboys, but you guys are from the Gold Coast, I think you're the weirdo in that.
Am I? Why don't you really? Go for the Gold Coast?
Well, I was supporting the Cowboys before the Titans existed. So.
But, no, but they've always look. There's always been a team up there for a couple of years off.
When I was a, yeah. when I was a young
what
buck.
What about the Seagulls?
Sorry?
Seagulls, mate.
No.
Did you not move to Gold Coast until you were like 20?
Yeah, exactly.
So, 18. So where are you 18, 18
for so where 5 years, lived
from?
There for 5 years. Sorry?
Where are you born and raised?
I'm not going into this. It's not origin time. Stop talking about my eligibility.
Where are you from? I'm just trying to work out who you should go for.
I'm from Sydney originally.
No, but like where is Sydney?
What, North Shore?
So you should go for the Bears or Manly?
Or Manly.
Bears. I'm a Bears fan.
Bears don't
exist. If Bears come back, I would go for the Bears.
Would you?
Yeah, I would.
So but you never abandoned. Went. Did you go for the Bears?
I wasn't around when the Bears
were around.
Around.
When you were around.
I wasn't around. Well, what, when I was 2 years old?
Okay.
Really, really, really holy. Knights 32 defeat the Dragons 12. I Dragons best and Lomax. Weird, 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 weird bet. Tom, Knights -1.5.
Easy, dude. Just
Sebo
easy.
Needed a Braddy B, but Braddy B nowhere to be seen. Same for the Lippy. Best letting us down.
Yeah.
Not me, but you and the Lippy. Tom, walking that line. Salutes again.
Yeah,
Titans 34 gone. Defeat the Bulldogs 30.
Titans fuck me here.
Mm.
Titans fuck me.
Brimo. Just such a Brimo try as well. You know, from like 60 out, has to get past three guys.
Tripled too,
tripled
buddy.
Tripled him. Nice. Yeah. Me and Brimo, as tumultuous as this year's been, I've got my best mate Brimo and I couldn't be happier.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you choose friendship over glory and that's what...
Well, you chose... You're only bringing friendship up after glory has deserted you.
Yeah, it's like fucking The Alchemist. You travel the other side of the world, the gold's in the backyard the whole time, you know. Like, I was had Brimo, then I went out trying to search for something grander, realised that the treasure is really just Brimo at home. That's it.
Right, so yep. It's like, it's more about, like, the friends you make along the way.
Is that what it is?
No, it's about...
The journey itself.
It's not so much a journey. Like, I needed to go on a journey, but really the treasure's in your own back garden, and that's Brimo. Me hanging out somewhere in the Goldie. I still owed him a couple of margies up somewhere in the Goldie. I plan to go up there.
Go fishing in an inlet somewhere.
We'll go,
you know,
yeah, we'll go in the inlet. We'll go play some golf. We'll do a bunch of stuff. I owe him a lot, not just financially but also emotionally. So thank you, Brimo. See you next year, buddy.
Okay.
Good on you, mate.
That's great.
That was
really nice.
Farewell.
Yep.
For now, of sorts.
Yep.
Well done to Sebo. Triple staked it. Sharks 24 defeat the Raiders 6. Tommy had the Sharks -9.5.
Easy.
I the Raiders and Huddy. No good.
Should have tripled it. Just sleep deprivation. It gets you. I just want to shout. When I get to keep going, Eddie, I'll come back to this.
10 out of 10,000. We didn't go last week. I believe, if my records are correct, we've got one leg. There is, just so happens to be, 9 games remaining in the season. Did we?
Yeah, we did.
Put it on socials.
Oh, I didn't even check that. I even forgot.
I think everyone got up but Tom.
Well, then I wasn't on.
You just got given
Joe. Oh, you were the last game. Oh.
Why'd you give me JoJo Fifita?
Because you were asleep.
But you could have picked anyone. Brimo, for fuck's sake. That's on you guys.
Wasn't it was on Rando because it was the last
fair,
guy.
To be fair. Hang on. To be fair,
Rando
it would
did it.
It would still be alive because JoJo didn't play.
So
it's
we all
voided.
Saluted, did we?
Who'd we all have? Saluted. We would have gotten a refund.
Did you even put it on?
What did I have?
No,
I didn't put it on.
So it's fucking Penrith ladder.
Yeah. Hey? So we would still be alive if you put it on, Eddie.
Hey?
We would still be alive.
No, we wouldn't because you lost.
JoJo didn't play. So he would have been refunded.
Fuck.
This is all on you now. Shifting blame.
It's on both of you because JoJo Fifita is a disgraceful call. Respect to JoJo.
I can't recall saying let's all get on him. But
no,
anyway.
But you were talking him up. It was the last game of the round, and you were JoJo, and we're like, fuck, we've got to get it on. And JoJo just found.
Well, it would have been refunded.
People
so.
Never picked in a 10 to 10,000. JoJo Fifita, with respect.
I don't even. Can I be honest with you? I don't even remember having that conversation.
It's
gone from my memory.
We didn't really have the convo. It was more like
I don't even remember picking anyone.
Yeah, we did. At the end, we said we'll post it on socials.
See, look at that. I was. That's how much I gave to the episode last week when Tom was fucking laying on the couch like a fat tub of lard. I gave literally everything. I gave my spirit. I gave my memory to that episode.
I was throwing up.
Unit scoopers. I had 5 from 8. Sev had 4 from 9. Lippy had 6 from 10.
I did not put one in because I was asleep.
It says not any. See that? N-A.
N-A.
Yep.
Not can applicable? What is N-A? Is it N-A? Not applicable?
Well, not any, not applicable. Well, who cares?
Yeah, I mean,
Sebo, 2 from 9, 11 from 27 legs, 7.68 units. Well, your first green week in, what, 30 weeks?
Yeah, something like that.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Maybe 40 weeks, 50 weeks?
All thanks to Brimo. All thanks to Brimo. So I'll take it.
All thanks to Brimo.
I was freaking out, though. I don't know what I was doing on Sunday, but I was listening to the call in the car and Brimo goes over. I'm like, oh, shit. Did I put the bet on? And I was like, I did. Triple stake. Check the slip. I was like, thank fuck.
Thank heaven.
Because Sundays always get away from you. You know
Sundays
what I mean?
Get away from you. Because so, you don't always put them all on like in one big chunk.
Yeah. You always put your Thursday, Fridays on. Yeah. Saturday you do on the day and then Sunday can just.
You got to be on.
Yeah.
You got to be on, bruh. Tom, second, 3.96. Lippy, third, 0.68. And I was last, minus 0.29. About even.
Now, I'm pretty sure it's my third green week in a row. And I just, there are dribblers out there, like when it's Old Testament Tom who's throwing fucking huge odds, they're like, oh, you fucking dumb, stupid shit bets. Now I'm winning every single week. They're like, these are weak pussy bets. I'm like, how is winning and scooping units weak pussy bets, bruh? It's about fucking banking. I was down in the doldrums with Sebo in the 50s. He was at 60s. Yeah,
you
for
sold
sake.
Them that narrative.
I know,
you
but,
sold
yeah,
them
yeah,
that
but you
narrative
know what?
For the last 3 years.
And now you fucking changed, dude. This is New Testament Tom walking the
but
line.
Don't be, but like,
I'm
don't.
Showing you how to do it.
But how's
watch
that confusing?
How
how's that confused you?
Hmm?
How has that confused you?
What I'm saying is that winning.
You've conditioned them over three
winning,
seasons.
Winning is what it's about. Units, green is what it's about.
Yeah. Now it's that for you, but...
Well, no, just because I found a way. What I've been doing here is constantly find a never-give-up attitude. Keep turning up. Roll your sleeves up and get back to work. And I've found something that's working. So you can all go and fucking jam it because I'm going to win this season.
Fighting words from Tom. Overall leaderboard, I'm first. Minus 15 units. Tom, fucking... I can smell green, though. I will be in green by the end of the season. Tom, second, minus 29.99. Sebo, third, 56.17. The Lippy, they're hanging around. They've hung around respectably. Respectfully? Respectably? Minus 86.14. So
Neilso,
I think they got down to the 90s at one point.
Yeah. Dude, they were going to have one bet if Neilso didn't turn it around.
He did turn it
around. No thanks to his brother, Justin managed to turn it around as well.
Well, Justin didn't turn it around. He just kept him
consolidated.
Stable, whereas
he's still in the green, dude.
Yeah. But stable. Unlike Big Neilso last week, who went the big lift on behalf of the Lippy. So you're fucking owed Neilso a beer as far as I'm concerned.
Yep.
That is accountability.
All righty. Let's get into some betting, shall we? We have got the first week of finals, four games of glorious rugby league football coming your way. First one, Friday night, Broncos v Storm. This is an absolute fucking hornball game. If you haven't got an erection already, then you don't understand. You just don't get it.
You don't get rugby league.
You do not get it. Broncos are the faves, which is interesting because they've won. They've lost 14 straight games against the Storm, but $1.60, the Storm $2.35. 4.5 is the line, the over under 42.5 points. Rando, what's up?
Well, the stats just don't align with the Broncos for this one. Really do like the Storm at 2.35. Of course, as you mentioned, Melbourne have won their last 14 games against the Broncos. They haven't lost at Suncorp to them since 2009. When we look into the finals record, the Broncos have lost all four finals against the Storm since that 2006 grand final. They also have never beaten the Storm at Suncorp in a finals match either. So it all points to Melbourne statistically. For try scorers, if the Broncos are to crack the Storm, it is down their left edge defense. The Storm's left edge has leaked 28% of their tries this season, whilst the Broncos' right edge has scored 31% of their tries. Of the 25 tries Melbourne have conceded down their left edge, the right winger has scored 19 of them. So I do like Selwyn Cobbo here as the lock try scorer for value. I know he is coming off the bench, but Ryan Pappenhausen, he has scored 8 tries in 8 finals games and has scored in all 4 games against the Broncos. He's good value at $3.20.
Interesting. This game for me is a fuck the stats game, fuck the history game. This Broncos side's a different beast, different kettle of fish. this side hasn't been around for those last 14 games. This, I mean, except the one like fucking they may have played early this year. But like generally speaking, this is a hot, horny and humming rugby league side in Brisbane. The Storm are good, don't get me wrong, but I'm Bronx here. I'm Bronx hard. And by hard, I don't mean that hard. I'm just going them -4.5. $1.90.
Listen, I'm going to side with history. I reckon there's less lessons in the history books, punters and dribblers, and there is something about the Storm that the Broncos don't like. You make a great point that there's different sides here, but they've had good sides during that period, the last fucking since 2009. It's not like the Broncos haven't had good sides.
But they haven't really. Like, not,
well, they made the grand final.
Grand final.
They made the grand final in 2016. 16, yeah. 16. So, 15, so, that's, 16. So 1 year.
All I'm saying is that
Storm have had the fucking weapon side that whole time.
I still think that although the Broncos are fucking hot and horny, maybe a tad green. Maybe still a tad green. Now, if Munster can get his fucking claws in, if Hughes can get his claws in, if fucking Grant can get his claws in, Papenhuyzen off the bench, may start at fullback, gets his claws into the game, I think the Broncos could find themselves behind and start to panic. That's what I'm predicting happens, punters and dribblers. I think finals footy's a different fucking kettle of fish. Sunday afternoon, park footy against beaters, sure, rack up fucking cricket scores. But the intensity of finals footy, I'm going to fucking side with the guys that have done it before, the Storm boys. There's some cool, calm, collected heads in that side, and that's why I'm going Storm and Coates 448.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you, Eddie. I'm taking the points at Storm. But yeah, it's like, what, the Broncos are, it's like going to battle, right? Finals footy. And the Storm are like old, withered guys who look like a walking cigarette with a cigarette, scars all over them. They've gone over the trenches like 10 times.
Danny Trejo?
Yeah, Danny Trejo. Like all those old Vietnam kind of looking war vet guys where the Broncos, like, yes, you were the best marksman in fucking, like, military training. And, like, yes, you can march the best, but have you actually gone over the trenches yet? No, this is your first time. So I'm going to be on the side of the guys who survived 10 battles, plus giving them points, 4.5 points. So Storm plus 4.5. Cobbo, thank you, Rando, 433.
So would you say the Storm are like Tom Cruise in Top Gun, where he's like the second one, where he's like, yeah, you're a veteran. Yes, he's not the brass up and coming. Yes, fucking.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
No, no, no. Exactly. He's seen some winters.
Yeah. Listen, I hope you're wrong. I hope you're wrong, but it's a compelling argument that you make.
It's crazy for the stats as well with Craig Bellamy. He has coached twice as much games as the next coach in finals. So he has 47 games as coach at finals, and Ricky Stewart's the next best coach with 23. So
they're nice. That's nice experience to bring in.
Mate. What's that? Who is that?
Also, how many finals games has Kevy coached? None?
None. First one. First rodeo. Fresh.
Our Lippy is Jack Grief. He made...
Grief? Good grief.
Yeah.
Good grief.
May have may not walked away from a hacker major with a bruise of some sort.
Is this sweet? Do we owe this gentleman? This is a don't sue us.
Oh, a don't sue us situation. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Otherwise, it'd be grief for us.
Yeah. So
don't sue us, griefy.
Bit of a golfer.
Yep.
Bit of a punter.
Bit of a dribbler.
Bit of a get right. A griefy. Closest to the... Green sort of
Griefy of Don't Sue Us fame. Storm 13 plus into Nelson. Big Nelson. Wow. 27-45.
Is he a Storm fan?
Jesus.
He'd fucking want to be. That bold as shit.
Bold and beautiful. We move on here. Penrith v. the Warriors. Penrith Stadium. $1.19 for the Panthers. $4.80 for the Waz. 13.5 is the line. Over under 39.5. Rando, what are we thinking here? What do the stats say?
I was looking through the historic odds of the last 15 seasons to see what was the shortest odds a finals team has been in, and the Panthers at $1.19 is the shortest we've seen. You wouldn't believe it's the first fourth game. It is for good reason, though. Penrith currently on the seventh equal winning streak in finals history. They have won their last, I believe, six games, and only the Roosters of 2018 and Roosters of 2002 have done the same in the NRL era. Of course, the Warriors, they've got a mountain to climb. They haven't beaten a top four side all year. They have lost their last seven games against the Panthers, five of which have been by a margin of 12 plus points. So The Panthers, they've been looking really good. They have won 7 of the last 8 games against top 8 teams by 10-plus points as well. So I don't mind Penrith 13-plus here. For try scorers, the stats point to Bizza. He scored in all 3 games last final series. He has scored in 6 of his last 7 games. He scored in his last 4 games against the Warriors. You just can't look away from him. But if you are looking for value, the right side of the Panthers is their weakest, leaking a whopping 53% of their tries. Bizza and Critter are leaking nearly a third of the Panthers' total tries there on that right edge defence. Now, I know the Wires are a White's right side dominant attack, but Timari Martin comes back into the 6, and that's when the Warriors get more confident on the left. Marcelo Montoya, the left winger there, has scored 4 tries in the last 4 games that Timari has played at 6 and is at $3.40 to score any time.
Now, Panthers fucked me last week. And this was just in my civilian punting as I sat at home. And I got on Tango anytime, but him and Critter switch sides and then Critter fucking scores. Is Critter playing left or right?
It's going to be interesting because I thought he would have played right. But I think maybe Ivan's got a few because obviously the, Critter on the left.
I don't know. Is like defensively to maybe. I don't know.
Because Tango came, hit the first time he played right center was against the Cowboys earlier this year when there was no Critter. But obviously, Tongo's come back into that right edge spot. So,
I wonder if that's something to do with Jack Cogger playing, you know, on the right, on the left. And it's like Critter and Cogger. I don't know if there's like some defensive thing there. I was just like, what the fuck's going on? So, yeah, they kind of, that wigged me out. And it's wigged me out again this week because I don't know what the fuck's going to happen. Eddie, what are you thinking here?
Mate, I was listening to the great and the powerful rugby league guru the other day, and he can often illuminate a young dribbler's illuminate a young dribbler's mind, I being that young dribbler. Now, the Panthers have won every game against top 8 opposition this year. Bar the Broncos.
First round.
They've also, on average, held those sides to 8. Like, they just go full fucking defensive mode when they come up against opposition that they see as worthy. Yeah, they lost to the Eels this year, but who gives a shit about the Eels? It's about the Panthers dominating when they fucking want to. I just think, I was on the Warriors early in the week, Tom and I were, but Guru has inspired me to look at it more thoroughly, look at it closely. You're at home, okay? You're going for the unthinkable, a three-peat. You've got these you would see as beaters coming across the ditch. I think they just flex on them from a fucking defensive perspective. I think they flex hard. Panthers to score 10-plus points, the only team to score 10-plus points, so only Panthers will score more than 10. That keeps Warriors under 10 punters and dribblers. And To'o anytime, $4.36. I think they keep them fucking quiet.
I like that bet, Eddie. That's a good bet. I have just changed. As you just said, we were both on Waz plus 12.
Doesn't make sense anymore. It's a different world.
It doesn't. Now, in my civilian life, I may have already got on the Waz plus.
That's civilian
in my
stuff.
Private life.
That's civilian
in my,
stuff.
About even life. Panthers minus 12.5 is now the smartest bet of for the fucking the day. Fuck that. They also, off the back of an absolute humping of the Cowboys. Not the same thing, but sort of like they're just in a mood. They're in a rugby league mood and they're coming for the crown. Fuck the Warriors. I'm still on the Warriors in terms of like from a fandom situation. Go the Wires up the Wires, but Panthers minus 12.5. Seb.
Yeah, I'm just taking. We don't know where Critter's playing, do we?
Unsure.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
He scores, dude.
He scores. I'm taking it and I'm triple staking because he's a big game player. He always scores in the big games. Panthers want to make a statement early.
He is big game.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah, he's just a big game guy. It's 230, triple staking him. I don't give a shit about score. I just know Critter is a big game player.
Love nice. It.
Now the Lippy.
Griefy.
Griefy. Mr. Grief. Critter, To'o, 2 plus, 1054. He's expecting points for the Panthers.
What's the Warriors' defensive sort of history been like this year?
Pretty good. They're only averaging 16 points per game defensively.
Yeah. So I can see this being like 18-4.
It'd be unders. It'd be definitely unders for sure.
Yeah.
All right. What was the over-under game?
Was there any rain? Rando?
Sorry?
Any rain?
No rain. I believe it's all dry.
Just beautiful, gorgeous spring weather. Shout out to spring and everything spring has to offer.
Spring's just flexing its might at the moment. Yeah, it is. It's got me wrapped around its little finger.
You get your best HD light in autumn, but you get second best HD light in spring.
I'm literally, as it currently stands, wrapped around spring's finger.
Yeah.
Spring can do whatever it wants to me, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I do. I know exactly what you're saying. We move on. Sharks v. Roosters. Sharks, $1.96. The Roosters, $1.85. The line, 1.5 rugby league points. Over under, 40.5 points. Rando.
Now, the Sharks, they've lost their last 5 finals games. It's the 8th equal longest losing streak in rugby league finals history. The last time they won in finals week 1 was when they went on to win the comp in 2016. They have lost both games against the Roosters in finals as recent as 2018 when they lost 21-12. However, they have won 5 of their 6 finals games they've played at Shark Park. For the Roosters, obviously, they've won their last 5 games in a row. They've covered the line in their last 5 games as the favourite and won 7 of their last 8 games against the Sharks, 4 of their last 5 against the Sharks at Shark Park. So I do like the Roosters here at -1.5. For try scorers, the Roosters' right side defence is their weak point. There is value if you're looking at the 5'8", the left second rower and left centre there for the Sharks. Obviously, that's Trindle, Graham and, of course, Talakai. But the left wing is the man scoring most of the points against the Sydney Roosters. And Renato Mulitalo is, of course, your man there. He scored 26 tries in 24 games at Shark Park and scored in 3 of his 4 games against the Roosters. If you are looking for more value, as I mentioned, you got that left side of the Sharks. But Joey Manu is also a shout here for the Roosters as the Sharks' left edge defense is their weakest.
Okay, I'm just going to jump in here really quick. Sharks are a disgrace to finals football. They're done. They're fucked. Roosters -1.5, triple stake. Easy.
I'm following you. I just am. I think the Roosters have found a nice little groove, punters and dribblers. I think the Sharks have been hanging on for dear life. It's been a mixed season for them, let's be honest. And I think it all comes crumbling down. I think it's master and apprentice sort of situation on Friday night. Is it Friday? Sorry, Saturday night. And I think that Robbo gets one over the young buck in Fitzgibbon, who isn't that young and looks
coaching-wise. Might even be older than him.
Yeah, might even be older than him. Coaching-wise, a spring chicken. Roosters -1.5. I am triple staking it. I am bullish on this. We get $1.95 of the best. Sebo?
Yeah, I've just got Roosters win. It was originally tripled, but I moved that to another bet. But it's just $1.85 Roosters win, much like my Melbourne-Brisbane one. Like the Sharks are the cheerleader effect of finals team, right? Like everyone's like, oh my God, the Sharks are fucking, they're going to contend for a title this year.
Nah. And
so like, how many of their players are rep players? None, because they look all hot together. But if you actually get the fucking microscope out, yeah, okay, you're all better than average, but no one's fucking got like finals grit in them yet.
It's cheerleader effect.
Yeah,
it just is.
It just is.
There's no other way to put it. It's pure, unadulterated cheerleader effect. They also suck defensively. So that's not going to help.
No, that's not going to help at all. So you've got Rooster just for the dub.
Yep.
And our grief-stricken Lippy Dribbler, who we don't want to sue us, has got Ramian and Brandon Smith anytime at 11.79. I got to say, when I look at bets like this, I'm happy being back. I'm happy walking the line when I look back to my past life of just throwing in fucking Hail Mary try scorers. I'll get back there. Don't get it twisted. I'll find my way back there.
I think you probably, you know, in the future, maybe you find a healthy mix.
I find a healthy balance of both. Right now, I'm just trying to...
Because you can't... there is...
This is a reset right
there
now.
Is. But also, punters and dribblers, I think it's just... It's a worth reminding you that sometimes there's lines that need to be pounded.
Yeah.
Like, really giving a fucking good, honest working
A responsible
over.
Working over.
Because there's some... I reckon the bookies get them wrong. A lot. Sometimes they get them spot on, but a lot of the time there's juicy fucking lines there. Yeah. And they just be... Post.
Smashed. So smashed. I'll find the happy medium, but right now, this is like... it's much like the diet I'm on right now. It's like it's a reset. I stop eating everything, basically.
Yeah. Oh, the weight's falling off you, mate.
Falling off me, dude.
Weight is falling
lines
off.
Lines are black coffees.
Look at that.
So, you know, you're welcome. Should we move on?
Yeah.
All right, next up, we have got Knights v. the Raiders, McDonald Jones Stadium, Sunday. afternoon sold out fixture here. This will be some HD light for you punters, assuming the weather is good. We are $1.20 for the Knights, $4.60 for the Raiders. Shit. The line 13.5. I had 12.5, but 13.5. Who knows where it is up to here. 13.5. The over under 42.5 points. Rando, what's happening?
Since the new finals system was introduced in 2012, where, of course, 1 vs. 4, 5 vs. 8, the 8th ranked team has only won twice in 11 games. That was the Cowboys in 2017. It was also the Raiders last year against the Storm, and that's why you can't draw a line through Ricky's men just yet. Stewart is the second most experienced finals coach of the 8 finals teams and has the best finals win percentage of those 8 coaches at 65%. Of course, he's up against his toughest task yet. Because the Knights are really hot. Of course, they've won 9 games on the trot. They've won all 9 Sunday games they've played this season, and they beat the Raiders in both regular season fixtures. Minus 13.5 seems a lot for the Knights, so I don't mind the Raiders at plus 13.5 to pull it back. For try scorers, the Knights have loved to hunt on their edges, in particular the left edge, which has scored 19 tries in their 9-game win streak run. 9 have gone to the left centre, 10 to the left wing. That's about a 50-50 split. Bradman Best has scored 4 tries in 5 games against the Green Machine, so I do like him at $2.30. For a bit of value, look on the other edge and at his centre partner, Dane Gagai, who is paying $3.40 to score. The Raiders' left edge is leaking 29% of their tries, and Jack Wyden has let his opposing centre score on him in each of his 2 games that he's played in that position.
Okay.
You got to think this is set up for the fucking Newcastle Knights. Sunday afternoon, McDonald Jones, HD light, sunny as
sold
fuck.
Out.
Sold out, heaving. Red and blue crowd bang for fucking Raider blood. The Raiders suck, let's be honest. They've limped into the finals by the skin of their ball sacks. They've played like pure shit. Their for and against is a fucking disgrace to the competition.
First team to make the finals, never winning a game 13 plus.
They're
in
no
the season.
Good. They're just, they're no good. The
is
Sharks.
That a rando stat?
No, nah, I wasn't. I was beaten to the punch.
Sorry, mate.
The Sharks played them last week, made it look fucking piss easy. They're done. Put a fork in the Raiders, they are cooked. I think the Knights go in there and put on a field day. Mm. And I'm not talking about Mudgee Field Day when you go and you look at like tractors and shit. I'm not talking about a field day where it's a festival. I'm talking about a rugby league field day, okay, where you get your best and your brightest throbbers out there, thoroughbreds, and they just go to work. Mm. They go to Pound Town. Could even be a fucking Bukkake field day if you want to look at it that way.
Okay, well, that's a lot of cum.
There will be. Come Sunday afternoon.
Come Sunday afternoon. Come Sunday.
Come Sunday. That's what they'll call it.
What they'll call it.
Ash Wednesday, you know, Black Ash Wednesday, Saturday, Black Tuesday,
come
whatever.
Sunday.
Come Sunday. Come Sunday is a thing. The Knights get it done. They fucking hump the Raiders. Minus 13.5. You can give me more if you want. I won't take it. Like, I would take it, but you don't need to because you're already offering me minus 13.5, $1.90 triple.
Come Sunday.
Come Sunday. Come Sunday is a thing. It will be.
It will be. Seba.
Yeah, look, if you look at the 8 teams in the finals and imagine they're like 8 young guys, you know, going to a blue light disco for the first time, looking for their first kiss, first dance kind of thing.
Cute.
And then there's 7 girls. You know who's not getting a kiss that night?
Raiders.
The Raiders, right? Like, that's exactly what's happening. And so like I'm going Knights 13 plus. And you know who's getting a couple kisses that night?
Who?
Domi Young and Callum Ponga.
Yeah.
Like, they might even get 2 kisses from 2 different girls. Who knows?
Well, they're picking up the slack that the Knights guy is, like, obviously not that attractive. Like, you know, the designated ugly friend doesn't know how to do it.
Yeah.
You've got Domi Young and Ponga who are like, well, I'll kiss 2 chicks.
Exactly. And I just think that's worth tripling. A little blue light disco. Because I'm sure, I don't even know if they exist, but if they do, they exist in Newcastle. So Knights 13 plus, Domi Young, Ponga, 461 tripled.
Oof. He's throwing the bat at it, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's having a real swing. And what's our grief-stricken league going?
Domi and Ponga, 342. That gets up.
That gets up.
That gets up.
All righty. We've now got to move to some UFC punts, baby. UFC 293 this Sunday with 3 fights that we're going to be getting to here. Obviously, all fights available via on main event via KO. You don't even need a subscription to KO, just as a side note. So, the first one we will do is, I think it's kicking off the actual main card.
It's in your sheet, mate.
Thank you very much. Tyson Pedro versus Turkalji. Listen, I'm gonna be honest.
Turkalji.
Don't know this gentleman. Tyson Pedro, though, is a Kiwi Aussie light heavyweight. Has been around the traps for a while and has come back from a couple of injuries. But he's taken on Turkalji. And he's paying $2, whereas Turkalji is paying $1.83. I am just taking Pedro for the win, $2.
So am I. And the reason I am is because I don't have a great read on this. I don't know who the fuck Turkalji is. No offense to Turkalji. What I do know is that Pedro got some of that Aussie fucking ticker in him. And I think in front of a Sydney faithful, he surely gets the job done. $2 as well. Underdog stuff. I'll take that all day long.
Yeah, beautiful. Control C, Control V for me on that one.
Good
for
you. Yeah. Yep. Lovely.
Exciting.
Next Cute. Up, in the co-main event, we've got Ty Bam Bam Tuivasa against Alexander Volkov. Now, Volkov, I believe, is like close to 7 foot. He's fucking humongous. Ty, not as tall. So it's a tough one. But Ty at $3.05. Volkov,
you know, you can't walk past that. Back in front of Sydney, mate. He's I don't think he's ever fought in front of a Sydney.
No, he has. And the last time he knocked a guy fucking out with a
in front of Sydney?
Knee. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's in the last Sydney thing. He flying kneed some dude.
We love that.
It was phenomenal. And that was before he was who he is. You know, like it was early days, Ty.
From Western Sydney.
Yeah.
Fighting in Western Sydney.
Yeah.
What more do you need?
Now, the reason I think that he's such an underdog here is because of the size of Volkov and like trying to get that close to someone that tall. But
it's about the size of the heart. Size of the heart.
Firstly, he's not going to win on points. So if he wins, it's going to be a knockout. Now, the markets aren't out for knockout just yet. I think they wait until like weigh-ins and shit or some stats officially coming in from the UFC. But he's going to win by a knockout if he wins, and I like it round one, coming out fucking full of balls and energy, and he just comes in and knocks fucking Volkov out. So whatever that's paying, odds on screen, maybe not, odds on the Instagram.
I think they feel themselves out for a round, maybe a couple of, you know, telling exchanges, and then Ty goes out there and just bows.
Yeah.
KO.
I'm the same.
You got to be on the KO with Ty in this fight. You just do. Nothing else feels right.
Trust me. I'm the same, but I didn't know the other guy was a giant, but now I even love the round two, because if you are going up against a giant, you need a little bit of time to assess how tall the giant moves.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, your arms are so big, like, but maybe they move a bit. So I don't know. I need to assess the giant, then kill the giant. Much like David and Goliath. I'm sure there's a chapter one or a round one somewhere
He didn't get the early dub. No, he didn't kill him with the first stone
I don't think so.
Probably had a couple.
I'm not completely across the David and Goliath battle, the intricacies that is, punters. I know that David gets the dub. Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
It couldn't have been first stone.
Well, though. I hope it is the first stone for me.
You're a first stone guy, though.
I am a first stone guy. The main event. Oh, well, Lippi's gone Ty head-to-head. At three.
Is that the only bet he's done?
Yeah, it is.
No, he's got the next one. Oh,
okay,
as well.
Cool. Main event, Israel Adesanya against Sean Strickland. Izzy is a fucking humongous favorite here. $1.15, Strickland $5.50. Now, Izzy, like Strickland, anyone who's talking about this fight is like Strickland is up against it. He comes forward. Izzy's a counter striker. He's been knocked out already, Strickland, by Pajeda. Who is a kickboxer, like has a similar style. He's a good fighter, but it's like he's a bit of a fucking plotter comparatively. But crazy shit happens, dude, so who knows. 550, you know, if you feel like going that way, then good luck to you. But in a title fight, everyone knows that I say round two title fight. That's my thing, at least when it suits me. And so I've gone Izzy round two KO. One round to download the data, work out what Strickland's going to do, piece him up a little bit, and then round two is when it all starts to kick off and he knocks him the fuck out. Again, odds aren't out yet for that.
Data download. Yep. I like Izzy KO 2, 3, or 4. I think Strickland may hang around for a couple of rounds, and if he does so, then I've got some coverage. Some insurance, if you will.
Yes.
Yep, I'm Izzy round two as well. I swear he's won around 2KO that I've been watching maybe a few years ago.
Literally his last fight.
Well, not his last fight. I remember great memories at Beach Road. But I wasn't there at Beach Road last one. But yeah, I'm just taking it. I don't know anything.
His last fight was around 2KO.
Yeah, so, right. So well, I'll take it. It's good for me.
Robert Whittaker, I think you beat in round two last time he fought in Melbourne.
When they fought in Melbourne. The first fight.
Yep.
The first fight was round two, yeah.
Yeah, the second one went the distance, I believe. Good. Anyway, and Lippy's gone round two KO as well for Izzy, so that's the UFC. Fucking horny for it. We're going to be out there ripping and a tearing, ripping and a tearing. That's Sunday, 12 p.m. The main card kicks off on main event. Now, let's get to Rando's Hot Boys and Bets of the Week, and then we'll get to our unit scoopers and get to work. Rando, over to you, mate.
We'll start with the best bet. Should have been my best bet last week, but I'm going back to the well and having a second chance here. It is the Storm just to win at $2.35. As I mentioned, 14 straight wins against the Broncos, 13 straight wins against the Broncos at Suncorp, 4 straight finals wins against the Broncos, and haven't lost a finals game at Suncorp to the Broncos in their history. Then we go to the Hot Boys, starting with Selwyn Cobbo here. Storm's left edge have leaked 25 tries in 24 games, with the opposing right winger scoring 19 of them. Broncos have scored 31% down their right edge all year. Chuck Cobbo in. Then we got Bizza. He scored in all 3 games last final series. He scored in 6 of his last 7 games, and he's also scored in his last 4 games against the Warriors. Then we got Ronaldo Mulitalo. He scored 26 tries in 24 games at Shark Park and scored in 3 of his 4 games against the Roosters. And to finish, Bradman Best here. The Knights have scored 19 tries down their left edge in their last 9 games, with the left centre scoring 9 of them. Brady B has scored 4 tries in 5 games against the Raiders too. So you got Cobbo, Bizza, Ronaldo and Bradman, all 4 paying $15.22.
Okay.
Nice, man.
It's hot, but I want more juice, Rando. If I can be a critic, if I can be a fucking rugby league critic
right now.
He
wants more.
I want more juice. 15, 22 for 4 try scorers.
He wants more, baby.
I need more juice. But that's just me.
Man wants more juice.
Into our scoopers for this week.
Let's scoop it up.
Can I show you what juice is? Can I give you a bit of juice?
Yep, you can.
Jesse Arthurs, Stephen Crichton, Pauga for the Roosters. Yep. Is that how we pronounce it? Because some people call him Ponga, I think. But Pauga and Ponga, anytime, 29.67. That's juice, ladies and gentlemen.
I've gone something similar but completely different. Coates, To'o, Billy Smith, Dommy Young, 24.13.
Yeah, I'm similar but I've thrown in another fruit. So I've got Walsh, To'o, Mazu, Ponga and Mulitalo.
What was the fifth fruit you threw in?
Kiwi.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Makes sense.
It is a good makes fruit. Sense.
Underrated. Underrated.
It is an underrated. When you have a kiwi fruit, you're like...
I don't eat a whole lot of kiwi
fruit. But when you have it, dude, next time you have it, you'll be like...
You're like, this is why
I don't have this enough.
You know when you just cut it in half and you get a little spoon and
there's no fruit like it. Yeah. You know what I mean? There's no fruit like it.
Yeah.
It's I saw someone the other day cutting kiwi fruit long ways. Really disturbing.
No, that was, I think that was...
Who was that?
That was really Scott Morrison. And he jinxed, him until...
Yeah. Scott Morrison, right? The game day against England. Put up a pavlova. He'd cut the kiwi fruit long ways.
Like a boiled egg or something.
No, just like that way. So they were like long. They'll look like bits of zucchini. Yeah. Fucking weird shit. Sicker. Scott Morrison, hang your head in shame.
Well, he jinxed him. He jinxed the girls. It was before the England game.
All right. And the bloke whose name I forget, but don't sue us, please. Cobbo, DWZ, Suoliti, Dommy Young, 2 plus, 32.91.
Okay. There you go. That's our uni scoops. Now, are we doing 10 to 10,000?
We are, because we do have one bet from the week before when I didn't put, like... So, two weeks ago, we've got one. I didn't put them on last week. We can still get there.
Okay,
we can still make it.
Well, so who's who in the zoo
so
then?
So, your first game, I'm second game. Rando's third game. Sebo's fourth game.
Okay, I'm first game. I'm going to go...
Panthers minus 12 and a half.
I'm going... Selly Cobbs. 194.
I'm going Knights minus 13 and a half.
I'm going to go Suoliti anytime at $2.02.
There you have it. If we get this 4, then we've got 5 in a row and we dare to dream. Could you imagine if we got it last game of the season?
That'd be nice.
That would be fucking unbelievable.
That'd be nice. And it would just be on one of us, wouldn't it?
No, but it would be collective. We'd have to all agree. Yeah, of course.
After this
week, if this gets up and we've got 5 live, then we all...
Make every decision together.
That's right.
Okay, yep. Beautiful. That's us, punters and dribblers. Thanks for tuning in. Shout out to Neds once again, the private group on the Neds app, About Even, secret passcode dribbler. Good luck this weekend. Happy punting, responsible punting. We'll see you next week. Manly 13 plus. Bye-bye. Chances are you're about to lose. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. and United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.